Om Shanti. And what is today's topic? How to claim full inheritance from Supreme Father. Is it? How to claim full inheritance from Supreme Father. Because Baba said today also in the Murli, once you said, Baba, from your true heart, so we are children of that Father. So we will get birthright. What is our birthright? What inheritance Baba will give us? Anybody? Knowledge and power. Happy. Baba ke Supreme Father, he came to give us inheritance. What type of inheritance he will give? Sizzling knowledge, power. Any more? Any? No. Baba came to give inheritance to his children, health, wealth, and happiness. Because the difference of Iron Age and Golden Age. What is the difference? Why you called now it is Iron Age? What will be there in Golden Age? So in Iron Age, we have physical health sometimes is very good. But what spiritual intellect, that is called heart is not clean, pure. Mentally not cured. Somebody is having plenty of wealth, but physical diseases are there. Health is not perfect. So there is an imbalance. If there is a plenty of wealth is there, very good health is there, but happiness is not there. So this is called Iron Age, where there is these three things are not in balance. What is Golden Age? What Baba is giving us? He is giving that inheritance for the Golden Age, for future. There will be healthy, happy and wealthy. There will be balance. So that age is called Golden Age, where there is a balance in these three. Now sometimes you see, there are many people, they are very wealthy, but health is not good. Is it? So balance is necessary. So how Baba will make this balance? How he will make our health very good? Disease-proof health he will give this inheritance. He will send some medicine? No. So how he will make this? And we are all his children. All will get this inheritance equally. Because we are all children. We are having right. So he will give for all equally, healthy, wealthy, happy for all. All will get. Yes? Yes. One sister is telling no. One sister is telling yes. We are all children, no? So what is that effort you have to do to claim full inheritance? What effort you have to do? What is that effort? That must be no. To have a very good health, what effort I have to do? To have always happiness, full inheritance if I want, what effort I have to do? If I want to become the whole cycle, wealthy, what effort I have to do in this confluence age? Otherwise, just we think sometimes, just to remember Baba, you will get everything. No. Because there is one universal law. What you sow, so shall you reap. If you put the seed of grain in the ground, what will happen? Wheat cannot grow up. What type of seed we put? Same thing we will get in return. But not one for one, multi-million times. Because for this confluence age, there is a blessing. If you are doing 1%, so you will get multi-million times. This blessing is there only for this confluence age. Because the world creator, supreme father, he is giving this. So if we are doing anything, you will get in return multi-million times. So if you want always healthy life, there should not be any type of diseases. What you have to do? If you want to become very wealthy, so what you have to do? Always you want to become happy, you have to do something, no? So what you will do? To claim that full inheritance, you have to do something. The sister is telling you have to do effort. What effort you will do? To have a healthy life, disease-proof life. So what effort you will do? Just to remember Baba? No, that we must know always. Because sometimes we feel just listen Murli, just to remember, do meditation, you will get everything. No. Because there is a universal law. What you saw, what you are doing, same thing will get returned. If you do something and you expect something, no. So now if you want a healthy life, so what to be done? There is a, Baba has given knowledge for that. So Shubh Baba, all Supreme Father, has established Yajna on this earth. So how much you are serving with this body, with this body, how much you are serving this Yajna will give you blessing. What blessing will give? Always you will be disease-proof life will be there. How much? Once again coming, how much I have to do? How much service I have to do? So there is once again, Baba has given. 1 minute if you are serving in this confluence age, serving this yajna will be give you blessing. For one life you will be free from all type of diseases. So that's why we have to ask how much we are serving physically. Baba means he is incorporeal. What type of service will you do? You have to serve this yajna. He has established a yajna on this earth to purify the soul, to give real happiness, disease-proof life, healthy, wealthy and happy. How you will claim this? For that you have to do something. Not just listening the Murli, not just remembering Baba, you will get this. If you want the grain of wheat, what you have to do? If you put one seed in the ground, there's a universal law. The ground will grow. The land will grow. You will get 100 times more. Is it? So you have to do. If you put the grain, you won't get the wheat. What you sow, so shall you reap. What you are doing, if you are using, if you want the physical body, there should not be any disease. What you have to do? You have to serve this yajna. Now we have to ask, how many minutes, 24 hours we are having in one day. How many minutes I am serving this yajna? Physically, through this body. It is very important. So many minutes for Baba said for that. 1 minute if you are serving this yajna through this body. Any type of service you do it physically. Physical service. Otherwise sometimes we claim, I am regularly attending the Murli. I am remembering Baba. Why this disease came to me? So Baba is telling this. So physically you have to serve this young yagya. How much I have to serve? Minimum 1 minute. If you want for one life, 1 minute minimum. Because there is a blessing for this confluence age. If you are doing 1%, 1,000%, million times you will get in return. Only in this confluence age, not always. Just listening, Murli, just doing meditation, no. So you have to serve physically. Do any type of physical work in this yagya. It is very important. Because in return you will get the physical fitness will be there. Body will be free from disease. Baba is not sending some medicine to cure this disease, to have a sound life. Because it is a physical body made of 5 elements. How much you are serving with this instrument? So this you will get in return. This yagya will give you in return. This must be known very well. Second, how you will become wealthy? I will give here one example. For everything, example, I will give one example. Now you give me answer for this. Suppose, each day Baba is giving in the Murli. So and Baba is giving one direction always. Use your wealth. Use your physical body. Use your mind to serve Baba's yagya. Is it? Now when you listen this Murli, so you will have thought, today I have to work. I have to go for a job. I cannot use this physical body. I have to go for a job. I won't get holiday. I have to work. So I cannot use this physical body. Mind also. Where I have to work, I have to use my mind also. So today I cannot serve Baba with my mind. But Baba said, serve this yagya Baba with wealth. So you see, yes, I have a little money in your pocket. Yes, I can serve Baba with this money. So what I can do? So you see around in your center, oh, something is lacking. There are few chairs are available. With this few money, I can purchase one chair and you can bring it and keep in center. So you serve with money, no? So it is okay. Convince? Baba is telling always, you have to do service. Serve with your physical body, instrument, with money, wealth, or with mind. Yes, always telling. So when you are listening, Murli, you will have thought, today, I cannot use this body, I have to work. So I cannot use my mind. I have to use that mind in job. But you see, so you have little wealth. Yes, Baba said, use your wealth. Today's Baba's service. What I can do? So you feel. So there are few chairs in your center. So with this little money, so you feel that you can purchase one chair. So you will go straightway to market and you purchase that chair and you will bring and keep in center. You have done service with the money, with the wealth. It is okay. Sister is telling is okay. One sister is telling no. What is opinion? Yes, okay. Nee, Baba has given Srimat, no? Baba's Murli is Srimat. It is the Baba's direction. Baba is telling everything in the Murli. It is Srimat. It is Baba's direction. So you will follow Baba's direction. So Baba has given direct them because he is Murli, he is children. He is teacher. He is our teacher. He is our father. So he has given direction in the Murli. Use your wealth, health, body and money, mind. So sister has a thought, what I have to do? Yes, I cannot do physical service today. I cannot do mental. Okay, I can use wealth. Straightway, by listening Murli, she can go to sand market and she can bring something for Baba's service. She has used wealth. For Baba's service, not for her. Anybody can sit. It is not possible. Possible. Anymore? Sister is selling because she is telling that she cannot do this. It is not okay. You have to ask in church. One sister is telling not possible. This sister, you are telling it is okay. Any more? What is your opinion? Yes. Baba has said, no? Baba's Murli, no? Baba's direction, because always you see Baba is giving one thing in Murli. Shrimat and Manmat. Is it? Do not mix Manmat, your opinion, in Shrimat. So Shrimat is Baba's direction. Murli it is. So in Baba said, how you are using Shrimat? In Shrimat, Manmat. Very subtle line there is. So this cannot be. Sometimes people say, Baba said, Murli, I am doing service. So what is Shrimat and Manmat? How I am mixing Shrimat, Manmat in Shrimat? That must be known. So as per Baba's direction, I am doing service. And Baba has given, he is my teacher, he is my father, and his Shrimat is Murli. As per the Shrimat, while listening, you will have a thought. Baba said today, use your wealth, use your mind, use your body for Baba's service. Okay. As per Baba Shrimat, you can use. Sister is telling no. So what is others' opinion? Brother, what you are telling? What is your opinion? Okay. Brothers are telling okay. Here. Backside, brother. It is okay. No. What is opinion? Because you must know, when you are Baba's child, Baba's son, you have to claim full inheritance, inheritance. For that, Baba is giving system. If you want very good health, if you want wealth, if you want happiness, how you will claim it? So as per Baba Shrimat, no? And Murli is Baba Shrimat. It is his direction. And the sister is said, very good, accurate. What happens? Sometimes we listen Murli and we do service. Okay, you can do. Baba's direction it is. But you can do outside. But in this complex, in this place, there is some instrument who is taking care of this place. The instrument teacher or anybody. If you want to do some changes here, so you have to ask him or her. Sister, Baba said today, do service, but I cannot do physically, I cannot do mentally, but I can do wealth. But I have a thought, I feel there are few chairs are here. There is a shortage. It is my opinion. So I feel, let me bring one chair with short money. I have little money. I can purchase one chair. Oh sister, there are plenty of chairs available. But place is very short. We cannot put all the chairs here. So there is no need. So you keep, put your money in your Baba's box. It will be used for other service. So as per the Baba's direction, you said, why you have to ask? Baba's teacher, his Shrimat I am following. Yes, Baba's direction, Baba's Shrimat. But if you want to do something here, if you want to use that Shrimat outside, you can use. It is unlimited. So here if you want to do something, you have to ask the instrument soul, one who is taking care of this place. If you are not asking, so in Shrimat, you are using Manmat. So in return, one ratio, you will get only one. Otherwise, there is a blessing for this conference age. If you are anything, if you are doing, multi-million times you will get in return. But as per Shrimat, one word we should not forget. And you see, always this word will be there in the Murli. And we forget. we listen half, we forget. So full sentence, as per Srimad, you do anything. In Indian scriptures, it is said, that is a very great devotee called Meera. She was pure, but she cannot come in golden age. But who said her to stay pure, maintain celibacy? As per the scriptures, not as per Baba Srimad. If I am working in her, in his factory, he will give me the payment, no? Anywhere I am working, as per whose direction? That is very important. Sometimes there is a very slight difference between Srimad and Manmad. We listen this point in the Murli. So Baba is telling always, do not mix in Srimad, Manmad. What is that Manmad? My opinion. I like this. Even for meditation also. Sometimes you said, you feel that when you sit in meditation, you feel, I enjoy, I like this. It is not, what is Srimad for meditation? Because whole world is doing meditation. And there is an explanation for that. What is the explanation for the whole world? Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. It is a universal definition. So what is definition in Brahma Kumaris, in this spiritual university? What is meditation here? Because whole world is doing also meditation. But whole world meditation and here meditation is different. What is meditation here? The first word, realize yourself as a soul first. Then you remember me. Without realizing, even 8 hours, 10 hours you are doing meditation, it is not accurate. Your vibrations cannot reach incorporeal world. Because soul's vibration, if you are sitting in soul conscious, your vibrations are light. Soul is light. So your vibrations are light. They will fly. They will go to incorporeal world. So if you are sitting, if you are enjoying, you feel I enjoy. It is meditation you are doing by Manmat. Or the mat of, or direction of any human being, or any scriptures, or anybody, not spiritual direction, Shiv Baba's direction. He said, if you are following my direction, if you are doing, I am responsible for that. Even many times Baba said, if you are doing any action from morning to night, anything you do it, so you are remembering me or asking me, and then you are doing any action, if anything goes wrong, I am responsible for that. Without asking if you are doing anything, even elevated action, you feel it is very good action. But without asking Baba if you are doing, you are responsible for that. I like this. My opinion. You do it. You have a right. But for that result, it may be good, it may be wrong, but you are responsible for that. So Baba said, there is a system. While doing any action from morning to evening, if you ask me, and if you are doing anything, I am responsible for that. So here also, if you are using this body, as per Baba's direction, if you are serving any type of service you are doing, so this yajna will give you in blessing, in return. Minimum guarantee Baba has given. Minimum guarantee for 21 birth. You will have disease-proof life. It is guarantee. After that also is there. The minimum guarantee is giving. So now I have to ask in whole day, 24 hours I am having, what I am doing, whom I am serving with physical body, whom I am serving, he will give in return, no? Otherwise, if there is a disease, if something goes, Baba, please help me. So he is telling, I cannot interfere in your karmic account. It is your role you have to play. If you are having, your role is there. He cannot interfere. If you want something help from me, follow my Srimad direction. What is that direction? How many minutes in 24 hours you are using this body to serve this yajna? This yajna will give you in return blessing. For one life, you will have disease-proof life. Second, wealth. So you are using wealth as per his direction, whose direction? So Baba has giving direction for that. If you are using this as per his direction, so there is some light, Srimat and Manmat. Sometimes we get confused. Yes, as per Baba Srimat, I am using this wealth. I am serving center. But there is one condition. That's why I given one example here. Even though as per Baba's Srimat, if you are doing any service here, you must ask the instrument, one who is taking care of this place. So you can use that Srimat outside. Outside it is infinite. Anywhere you can use. But here somebody's caretaker is there. So you have to ask, Sister, Baba has given this direction and I want to do something. So if you are asking as per his, her direction, it is proper. So in return you will get multi-million times. Otherwise if you are doing fun, one equal to one. Because Manmat, as per you, you feel that it is right, I want to do this. This must be known. Where to use wealth? Where to use physical body? Just like if you go in India and abroad also, if you go to a bank, one more example, both the sisters, same time you go to a bank to deposit the money. One sister, she is telling, keep this money for 1 year. Another sister has given same amount for bank to keep this bank money in bank, but one word she has used. She has used, keep this money for 1 year. Same time, same bank, this sister said, keep this money in bank, that's all. If you go after 1 year, both will get same amount in return. Both will get same. You asked, all both will get same. Why? What is the difference? Huh? What is difference is what? One sister said, it is called saving account. No interest. Saving. Current account it is, no interest. But another sister has used one word. What she said? Use for, keep for 1 year. It is called fixed saving account. So you will get in return interest. So here there is no interest. Little difference. Even though when we are serving Baba, in which consciousness you are serving? How you are serving? So while doing any type of service, we require this attention. Yes, I am serving Baba, Shubh Baba's Yajna. It is Supreme Father's yagya. As per His direction, I am doing service. Even though I will tell you, sister, do this work. But, so when you are doing, I am serving Baba as per His direction. Baba will give direction through somebody. But you are not serving Me. So if you keep in your mind, oh center, the sister is telling, that's why I am doing some service. If this is there, the sister will give you in return. Even though you are working in center as per her direction or his direction, they are just instrument souls. But while doing any service, you require, I am serving Shubh Babas. With this attention, if you are doing anything, you will get in return multi-million times. Sometimes we do physically, wealthy, by wealth, mentally, any type of service. This must be known. There are some spiritual laws. As per whose direction you are doing. I like this. Even for this mind also, meditation also. I enjoy this. Yes, you enjoy. But what return you will get? As per whose direction, why you are doing meditation? Now, third one is, we want mental, happy always. Mentally, we must be heavy. Happy. How you will be happy? Baba said, you want health, wealth and happiness. So how much you are serving Baba through mind, by doing meditation, by churning knowledge, by giving knowledge. Yes? How many people you are serving with spiritual knowledge? He will be happy, you will be also happy. Is it right? But how you serve by knowledge? How you serve? We require happiness. How that happiness will come? There is a system for that also. If you want happiness always, so for that what you have to do? Baba is doing, serve others. How you serve? Simple techniques are there. While doing everything, there is no need special time for that. So there are 5 techniques are there. I will tell you 2 techniques. Very simple. While doing everything, you can enjoy your life. Oh, you want all the 5? Only 2 are sufficient. So understood? We require that. How to keep our mind always happy, positive, peaceful. That happiness will come how? So as per my understanding, when I am listening Baba's Murli, just you listen. Take one Murli point as per your choice. Because Baba is giving many points. You select, this point is for me. One version you take it. Because what happens, while listening, we listen. When you go outside, somebody will ask you, sister, what Baba said? Oh, it was very good. What is that? Oh, I forget. What is the use of listening? So if you want to share, if you want to give that happiness, so there is a system. So because just listening, reading is not everything. You listen today's Murli 10 times, no use. You just read Murli, no use. After reading, after listening, what you have understood, that is important. It will come in practical. So when you listen Murli, while listening, select one Murli point, sufficient. note down, keep along with you. Knowledge must be always available. Keep along with you. So when you are going from here, you will go to straightway breakfast. And all are having two hands. Not one hand. This hand will go here. What this hand will do? You have notebook, you have written. You have kept Murli point in your pocket. Pick up. Read. It is a food for the mind. Positive thought is a food for the mind. So physical fitness and mental fitness serve both same time. Sometimes we are too much busy. We cannot read again and again Murli. We do not have time. Okay. But while taking food, we are not having one hand, we are having two hands. Use this hand to feed this body. Use this hand to what Baba said, pick up, read. Just you are listening, we cannot remember. Write down. Keep along with you. While feeding your body, feed yourself. Possible? Only one point sufficient. But one thing you must know. If you want a sound life, physical body, very healthy, how many times you are taking food? How many times you are feeding? Minimum 3 times. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. If you want to become mentally very strong, healthy mind, how many times you are giving food for the mind? Only once morning. So who is healthy? Body is healthy. Body means 5 vices. That's why anger is not leaving us. Because in your home, anger, you are getting 3 times in a day food. How anger, why anger will leave you? So you may say, so we should not take food. No, you take food. You give feed for this body. But same time, feed yourself also. So what to be done? So each day take one Murli point, keep along with you. When you go for breakfast, read. This is eating food in Baba's remembrance. The remembrance means what Baba said me today. Not just telling Baba Om Shanti. You must remember what he said. This is homework he has given. Afternoon when you are taking lunch, once again feed. In the evening, once again feed. 3 times in a day minimum. So there is a balance. Physically sound, mentally sound. Otherwise physically very strong, mentally weak. Because once in a day we are feeding, taking food. 3 times in a day we are feeding food for this body. Healthy body, weak mind. How to keep balance? Healthy mind and healthy body. 3 times in a day. Only one point, not whole Murli. One point is sufficient. 3 times in a day you feed. Possible? Or difficult? I'm not telling 3 times in a day you read whole Murli. 3 times in a day to go to center. Not possible. We do not have time. But one Murli point, when you are giving time for eating and you are using one hand, you are having 2 hands. Use this both the hands to feed yourself. One for body, one for mind. Same time. There is no need of extra time. Sometimes you will say, we do not have time. Possible or difficult? Only one point sufficient. Do not take many points. But 3 times minimum. Morning, afternoon and evening. Minimum it is. If you are reminding, if you are feeding, So mentally you will become healthy, happy. Now you may ask, you want to go more fast. Baba is telling always, Tivru Purushart. Go fast. You want to go fast? There are five techniques. One more technique is very good for you all. You want to do it or one is sufficient? One is sufficient. You want two? So what is that? In the whole day, suppose you are doing job, you are working. So we are using communication, mobile, internet, email, communication. You are doing, do it. Through mobile, somebody is speaking to you. 1 hour. She is telling many things. Her difficulties, her problem. Many negative things she is feeding. You have to listen. We cannot ignore. Because we are staying in family. Baba's one family, one God. We have to listen. So we cannot say, no, I do not want to listen. But I should not get influence by his negative inputs, by negative things. How to protect? So if somebody is giving you negative, after that listening, you pick up Murli point and read and tell her. Give positive. So negative influence will be wiped out. While working, there will be a black dot on your cloth. Do not leave it. It will get dry. And it's very difficult to remove. Same time, clean it. Wipe out. It will be clean. Do not wait to get dry. Same way, while listening, in the whole life, somebody will share with you some negative, something which is, we do not like it. So what to be done? Somebody is phoning, somebody is doing email. Listen. But same time, after listening, you give reply. How you give reply? Positive. Yes, Baba said this today. If he is Baba's child, tell him, Baba said this. You read, we cannot also remember at that time. Keep, if you have kept writing, you will remove that. You shall wait and read and tell. If he is by chance, not BK, outsiders, he do not know this knowledge. Tell you how to share. Do not use the word Baba. You tell them, yes, I have read one book. And there is a very good information I want to share with you. Yes, you share. Read. Instead of using Baba, yes, I have read one book. If you get angry, what will happen? Today's version, through you have to explain to BK, Baba's children, use Baba has said. If it is non-BK, those who do not know the spiritual, but till you share with them. How many times in a day you are sharing? You are making permanent impressions. And that is your property. That you carry along with you for the whole cycle. So always Baba is telling that negative things we share. Oh, he is doing this, she is doing this. Negative things we share with others. So you will carry negative sanskars, habits. So you have to record. You have to inculcate positive things. How you will do this? Not for one, but for the whole cycle. For that Baba has given one calculation. For one person, if you are serving by positive thoughts, Murli points, for 1 year, you will become wealthy. Knowledge is source of income. It is a wealth you are sharing. Not physical wealth, It is a spiritual wealth. And you will carry along with you. So, how many souls you want to serve each day? How many births you want to become happy, wealthy? That is also in your hand. Just once I am listening, I am reading Murli 10 times in a day. But what you have understood? You have shared with others? Invest this wealth. Do not keep. Do not just deposit. Invest. How much you are investing? How much you are sharing to others? Very simple. By staying in your lifestyle. By staying in your family. Or in profession. There is no need to go here and there. Science has given us instrument. While doing service, staying in family life. Just morning, you phone somebody. Afternoon, you phone somebody. If you are using internet, through internet, send email. Today, Baba said this. Afternoon, you send somebody. Today, Baba said this. In the evening, once again, you remind. So, you are reminding yourself. Along with that, you are serving others also. By doing everything, you can create your fortune. You can be healthy, you can be happy, and you can be wealthy. This is a wealth. Share it. Yes, I know Murli point, do not keep along with you. It is not sufficient. And you see, today's one Murli point, when you meet somebody, you say Om Shanti, it is not sufficient. When you say Om Shanti, oh, today Baba said this. See her face. Her face is smiling. And you will also feel, yes, I have done some service. So you will also feel happy. Even BK or even non-BK also. Even unknown person. We share, we talk sometimes, we share worldly things. This happened, that happened. But do not share sorrow messages. Sorrowful message. Give them good message. Positive things. So positive things from where you will bring? Each day Baba is giving us. Sometimes we listen too many things and we forget. That's why one word is very important. One word you note. Just you listen. But when you go outside, that environment, we enter, we forget. So keep it, write it, keep along with you. And you see, for 30 days, if you are doing regularly, even one, I think minimum 12 days you do it, 1 week. It is a medicine to cure, to remove the anger. Anger never leave you as it is. Always today Baba said, anger is burning the self and burning others. It is the greatest enemy. How you remove this? How you come out? If you have suppose a headache, what you will do? Just you sit here and say headache you leave, the headache will leave? No. So you ask Baba how to leave. It is clear. Just listening Murli is not sufficient. Otherwise, we listen many things. We read many sometimes, we say 3 times, 2 times in a day. We read Murli. We read. We listen, but we cannot remember. Is it? We read, we listen. It is not sufficient. We have to share. How many people you are serving, sharing today's Murli? So you see, when you are telling somebody Baba said this, you see her face. She will feel happiness. Because you are feeding, you are sharing positive things. The whole world is sharing negative things, sorrow, this and that. So Baba is telling, share with others. Today's one only point. How many times you are repeating, sharing? So you are making permanent sanskars. That is property. That sanskar you will carry. It is wealth. Imperishable wealth it is. Knowledge is wealth. Share with others. You will, and once you are listening, we cannot also remember. 3-4 times you are repeating, convincing others. Even you may say sometimes, 3 times you read. 3 times you listen, not sufficient. You have to share. It is action. Action is recorded. So sharing, when you meet anybody, here also when you meet your own brothers, sisters, hello, Om Shanti, then you remember, I have to give him something. And that is one Murli point. Each day, new point, not same thing repeating. So here one more benefit. When you are listening, you will have full interest in the Murli. Otherwise, what happens while listening? Baba is telling same thing. Be soul conscious, just remember me. Drama is repeating. We feel sometimes same thing is repeating. We never have that much interest. So, while listening, if your full attention is there, because I have to pick up new point what Baba is telling today. So full interest will be there. Attention will be there on the Murli. From starting to end. Because new thing I want to listen, I want to catch, and I want to share with others. So while listening Murli, you will have full interest. Attention will be there. It is very important. And each day you select new point and how many people you will share by mobile, by physically, when you meet somebody, otherwise by mobile communication, otherwise through internet, serve others. So you are also, you will be happy and you are giving happiness to others. By serving positive things. What is positive thing? Murli point. By doing your profession, doing everything, there is no need, separate time you require. Because in this present world, time is very scarce. Scarcity is there. Time is 24 hours only. You cannot make it 25 hours. Within this period, you have to do many things for livelihood. So while doing your work, somebody is phoning you. Okay, you listen. While listening, last, wait for 1 second, pick up. Otherwise, you have to find out Murli somewhere else. You have written in notebook. Notebook is somewhere else and you are somewhere else. The today's Murli point must be available. It must be along with you. 1 week, you write down. Afterwards, there is no need. There will be a memory will increase. Naturally, you will remember. And if you are doing for 1 week, you see, it is a medicine to remove, to cure the spiritual disease, that is anger will leave you. If you want to leave this anger, you have to do something. If you want to cure your headache, there is a separate medicine. For the eye, there is a disease in eye, there is a separate medicine. There is a ear, nose pain, there is a separate medicine. If you want to leave your anger, minimum 1 week, 3 times in a day, take this medicine, today's Murli point, you feed yourself. Minimum. Maximum, how many souls you are serving, today's Murli point you are sharing, so quick you see, you are coming out of anger. Anger will leave you. It is a medicine to cure. to remove this anger. Because each day, whole day you are remembering what Baba said, you are in positive attitude. Otherwise, so far what you used to do, early in the morning we used to listen. Whole day, we do not know. We are in physical world. Morning you have taken food. There is only one stomach. Why you are taking in the evening? Yes, body will get hungry. The soul also, I will also get hungry. One time food is not sufficient. One time taking positive food is not sufficient. Minimum 3 times in a day, we have to feed food, take food, to become a healthy mind. If you want to become healthy body, minimum 3 times in a day, you have to take food, you have to feed this body. So how to become healthy, wealthy and happy? It is okay, convince? Clear? Now if you have any question, you ask. Where to use your wealth? How to use? Where to your physical body? It is not your body. You cannot stay 1 minute extra in this body. You cannot, it is my body. You cannot claim. It is given you gift to serve yourself and serve the whole universe. You cannot say it is my body. You cannot stay 1 second more. Ticket came, you have to leave it. We are guest in this body. Wealth is also, it is not your wealth. You have not brought it. You cannot take along with you. Is it? That's why Baba is telling, use it for yourself also and for serving others. So body, how to use? Where you are using? Whom you are serving with this body? It is whose body? Who has given? If something goes wrong, you ask Baba, give, help me. You cure my disease. So you are using this body for other service and asking me. So Baba is giving only in this confluence age. If you are serving this yajna, minimum 1 minute, do any type of service physically. Suppose chairs are here and there is a dirtiness, clean, it is Baba's home. Do some physical service, any type of service I have to do with this body. How many minutes you are serving Baba yajna that you ask in a whole day? For return, Baba is telling, 1 minute if you are working, serving, this yajna will give you a blessing. For one life, you will have disease-proof life. Just I am doing meditation, I am listening Murli. You may say, I am giving plenty of wealth. So you will get in return disease-proof life. You may say, I cannot work physically. Suppose, there is a very old woman, brother, he is very old, he cannot work. He will say, I will give money, Baba will give me. Possible? The science has not done, or anybody has not done, if you put the seed of grain in this ground, so wheat will grow. What will grow? What you sow, same thing will grow. Not something. No, Baba will do it. No, what you have sown, same thing will come out. If you are serving Baba with wealth, if you are serving by body, because we require health also, wealth also. Otherwise somebody is having plenty of wealth, but body is always suffering from disease. Why? How, who will get, do this? How you will get disease-proof life? The system Baba is telling, it is spiritual laws. That knowledge, if you do this, you will get this. Systematically, if you are doing meditation, he said, I am a doctor, I am a purifier. not physical body. I am purified spiritual. If spiritual disease is there, I am purifying. Physical disease, you have to go to a physician. If you have any physical disease, oh, Baba will do this. No, he said, I am a spiritual doctor, not physical. Knowledge must be spiritual knowledge, it is. We must know very well. Clear to you all? If you have any doubt, any question, now you can ask. Because it is a new topic. If you say, just you remember Baba, you will get inheritance for the future, health, wealth, happy. Baba is telling, Baba came to give you, because all are my children. Yes, no doubt. Till there is a system, there is a spiritual law, that must be known. Just doing meditation, everything you will get. No, both the things are necessary. Because we require sound health, and Baba is giving guarantee for 21 births, minimum. And if you are sincerely serving, even the whole cycle also, depends how much you are doing. And that Baba is giving the ratio. If you are doing 1% in this confluence age, for this, there is a blessing for this confluence age, you will get multi-million times. In the whole cycle, if you are doing something, for 1:1 ratio. Only in this confluence age. So I have to ask, where I have to use this body? For whose service? Where I have to use my mind? For whose service I am using? Wealth, where I am using this? So then in return, healthy, wealthy and happy. That is called golden age. Iron age, there is an imbalance in these two. Somebody is having sound body, but always having some diseases. Somebody is having plenty of wealth, but they cannot eat. There is a disease in the body. Somebody is having scarcity of wealth. There are plenty children, they cannot. They are very poor. There is imbalance. How to make this equal? So Baba is giving this system. In this confluence age, if you are doing this, you will make balance. And that is for how many birth? 10 birth, 25 birth, 21 birth. That is also in your hand. Future is in your hand. How much? So much you will get. Okay? Anybody want to ask anything? Clear? Convince? Or it has gone above? Sister, you want to ask anything? Clear? Sometimes you require a deep spiritual knowledge. One word once again. I think you all know it, many times it is explained, sometimes we use that I love you from this true heart. This heart is loving. Because Baba is telling, love, remember me from true heart. Which heart? Where is that heart? We know that you must know. Intellect is a spiritual language. Heart means we have habit, this physical heart. It is just pumping the blood. Intellect, because your spiritual knowledge is given. So we must always have that awareness, I am a soul. And I am listening. Your spiritual language is used. Teaching also, only for the souls. If you are in physical conscious, we cannot understand the spiritual language. The spiritual awareness is necessary. I am this. Then whatever Baba's language, you can understand. Yes, when Baba is telling true heart, that is intellect, is the heart of the soul. Remember me from true heart, clean heart. Today also Baba said, that is called to catch Baba's vibration, to catch Baba's touching. What is necessary? Today in blessing Baba said, if you want to catch Baba's direction, what is necessary? Mind and intellect line must be clear. Do not keep your mind, intellect busy in worldly things. If your mind is engaged with thinking some worldly things, so you cannot catch spiritual touchings. Now you are sitting here. I feel that you are listening me. You are looking. You are here. But physically you are here. Mentally you are here. But intellect, the heart is somewhere else. You are remembering, oh, 12 o'clock, I have to meet somebody, I have to do this. So your heart is not here. Your intellect is not here. So I feel that you are listening. You are physically you are here, mentally you are here, but heart is not here. So what I am explaining, oh, it was very good. What is this? You cannot repeat. Understanding power is in heart, in intellect. So listening is also not everything. You may say, I am listening. I am present in the Murli class. It is not sufficient. But your heart must be here. That's why the one word is used. Be soul conscious. Soul conscious means what? Mind and heart must be here. Mind and intellect must be here. So you are listening and understanding. Both things are going on. Otherwise, many times, mind is here, you are listening. But along with that, something is going on. Somewhere you are attached. Oh, I have to do this, I have to do this. So what you are listening? If somebody asks some question, oh, I do not know. Means you are not here. It is just passing the time. Waste of time. So if you are using your time, time is very valuable. Physically, that is called mind and heart must be available. In simple language, it is said, be soul conscious. So while listening, when you are doing meditation, do not keep your mind and intellect busy in worldly things. Keep busy, that means spiritual things. So spiritual touchings, spiritual vibrations you can catch. That is what Baba said today. Because two things cannot be done. Physical things you are keeping, thinking, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, many work. You are thinking for somebody. You are remembering something, past things. Mind and intellect engage. So you cannot catch his vibrations. Okay, good, clear. You want to ask? Otherwise, give thanks to Baba. 1 minute, we'll do meditation.